drink. So this one's first one's for the ladies out here, and it's called Trouble. They said it was trouble, and trouble never calls, no flowers come with it, to break doldrum desk days in the fire of fantasies with jealous girls down the hall. Birthdays, anniversaries, and Christmases pass unmarked on calendars. Parents never met. He never sees hair and rollers. And taking baths together means sex and showers, not, you scrub my back, dear. Trouble is 4 a.m. phone calls, dirty weekends, and black lace D-cup imaginings. Trouble never writes and never lingers. Clever fingers unhook bra backs between practiced hints of vocal sincerity. I said he was trouble as he caressed my temple, and I liked it. Yeah, and you probably can't tell because I'm wearing a dress, but I used to be a tomboy. And actually, thank you, actually in my soul, I have the musical taste of a teenage boy. I have the musical taste of a teenage boy who wants to be a rocker, who wants to be a skater, who wants to be a punk, who wants to be Eminem. So underneath this skin, I'm hooded up, bagged up, booted suited, walking with a swagger with a hip out. Skateboard dangling from my arm, badge button pinned with greasy hair, hidden eyes, wearing a well-practiced too many nights and for the mirror kind of sneer. In my soul, I have the musical taste of a teenage boy, and I blame my mom. See, people usually blame parents, aunts, uncles, cousins for how they turned out, so I blame my mom. So, after wearing her ears out with Annie the Musical on repeat, she decided to take drastic action. I, like every other girl, wanted to be the spunky red-headed urchin with a heart of gold who begged the man with the big bucks. So my mom was well past that age. Hid the tape from sight, sighting, I wore it out, and the stores were sold out of it forever. So I was left bereft, retreated to darkened basements to watch MTV on repeat, and sink further into tomboy ways, hang with cousins hitting teenage boy age. We sat in pickup trucks and puffed on stolen cigarettes, cranked music, Poison, Sticks, Ozzy, and Def Leppard until I ate and slept and dreamed of thunder. It was an anthem far removed from the NSYNC, Boyz II Men, NKOTB, boy band cutouts that all the girly girls listened to. So in my soul, I have the musical taste of a teenage boy. When metal turns to skate punk, no FX, Goldfinger, I lost myself in clothes two times too large. My pimp emblazoned hoodie marked me for compliments, as my friends and I passed notes entirely in Beastie Boy lyrics. We were going to fight for our right to party. So I stood in hack circles, perfecting my body as target for that tiny beanbag. Hacky sack. Hacky sack. Sat on the street corners of the boys, perfected double axle parallels, backside kickflips, halfbacks, eagle slides, ollies, hard flips, and maybe even a frontside rail catch. Before retreating to all-night street fighter tournaments that sometimes ended in broken fingers and blackened eyes. So going to clubs, to dives, to gigs, I body slammed and moshed my ways through uni. Soared above bodies as I crowd surfed, hands pushing me higher, kicking out to keep up, hitting shoulders, wrists, arms, backs, and once the back of my friend's head with my steel-toed boots. But it didn't matter, I was flying. So underneath this skin, I'm hooded up, bagged up, booted, suited, walking with a swagger with a hip out. Skateboard dangling from my arm, badge button pinned, greasy highs, hidden eyes, a well-practiced too many nights in front of the mirror kind of sneer. In my soul, I have the musical tastes of a teenage boy. I'm a teenage boy who wants to be a rocker, who wants to be a skater, who wants to be a punk, who wants to be Eminem. So I'm going to actually do one more for you that I actually wrote specifically for tonight. So Helen asked me if I had anything specifically around what's going on, and of course I didn't, as it was brand new, but and tragic. And so I couldn't write something humorous, and I didn't want to. And so I still don't have words, and this is all I had to say. I heard your house was in the middle of the Pacific, so I took off a week off work to visit. I thumbed a ride from an Apache and parachuted to the water, James Bond Navy SEAL style. I don't think they saw me wave goodbye. You pull me in, dripping wet. You told me not to come, that it would only fit one, two is too heavy. But I knew you wouldn't mind. You have robes and a hand towel. You always were the perfect host. I tell you, I like what you've done with the place, even though it's empty. You had to lighten it, you said. It needed to float. You left your furniture in the hills, fuel for the forgotten, to warm hands and brew tea. To the man sat in the rubble of his house, no windows or doors to seal, you gave him your umbrella to protect him from invisible rays and glowing rain. Your pots went to a drummer. There will be songs. You gave your breath to the wind to blow the fires out, but it took too much, like always. And your smile went too. The water is tickling our feet. I didn't expect it to be so cold outside of my wetsuit. You've taken the windows out and put them in the floor, your own glass bottom house. The fish, they don't entertain. We drank the last of your tea brewed in yesterday's sun. I show you my new phone, but not how it works. I expect the ocean doesn't have a good data plan. I bought you cans and food stamps, but you broke your can opener when you freed your neighbor from their car, and they've shut off your gas and electric since you've come out to sea, and the stores are all closed. But I see you're not alone. No one told me. It wasn't in the photos. You say it took days to find the right conditions, but over the crest of a wave, a duplex served to join you. Since then, there have been sheds and plastic wheelbarrows, tree houses and trailers. There's been rumors of a tower block and a parking garage. The water is to our waists. It's too uncomfortable to sit in. We stand to watch old Japan, a 3-mile glow, burning like paper lanterns to heaven. The water is at our necks. I tell you, I must be going, and thank you for your hospitality. You wait in silence, and the helicopter whirls, but they never return. Start the first round of the auction. So welcome Helen, who made this all possible.